The best is yet to come. Hello and welcome to Rupali Shukla Podcast, a place where you get the opportunity to grow, give and get every single day. Today, I just want to remind you that the best is yet to come in your life. You just have to trust the process. You should believe that yes, you are moving forward in your life and towards your goal. You have to understand one thing. There is nothing called constant term in life. Either you are moving forward or you are moving backward. If you have done some work today, that means you have moved forward in your life. And if you are procrastinating, that means you are moving backward in your life. But the best is yet to come. And if you want that best to come in your life, you have to put your very best. Nothing will come on its own. And you know this very well. And if you want that the best things to come in your life, you have to create those things. Whenever you are planting a seed, you don't expect that the flowers will bloom at the same time. You have to trust the process. You have to keep on doing things which you are into, right? The most important thing which I wanted to make a point through this particular podcast is two problems with all of us. The mindset which we all have, there are two things common. And that is why the best thing is not yet with all of us. Number one thing which I want to mention in this particular episode is this. We always overestimate. And the second thing is, we always underestimate. Now comes the question, what we overestimate and what we underestimate. So the thing, first point I would like to make is, we always overestimate what we can do in 1 or 2 years. We always overestimate that I can do this, I can do that, I can bring a lot of change in my life, I can become more of a confident person, I can become more of a person. Dreams will be true within 1 or 2 years. You have to understand, things don't work in this way. And the second point is, we always underestimate what we can achieve in next 10 years. If you just keep your eye, use your brain and keep on progressing, keep on improving, keep on learning, keep on growing, you will understand what I'm trying to say. In the next 10 years, if you are focused, if you are clear about what you want, and if you keep on improving yourself, if you keep on trying and failing, one day you will understand that all effort which you have put in are giving you the results. But for that to happen, you have to believe and you have to stop doing these two mistakes which we all do. You should stop overestimating what you can do in the next 1 or 2 years. What happens is, people just simply overestimate what they can do in next 1 or 2 years and they give up very soon. After doing something for 1 or 2 years, they give up. And they think that it was not my cup of tea. And they give up, right? And secondly, they always underestimate what they can do, what they can achieve if they continue doing it for the next 10 years. For example, if you are of an age of 20 years and if you started working on something from today and you continue doing it, at the age of 30, you will get whatever you want. And I'm not saying that it will take exact 10 years. It will depend upon your talent, the skill set you are having, and the growth and the improvement which you are putting, the efforts which you are putting in. Maybe you will be able to get the things in the starting 5 years or in the starting 4 years. It will depend totally up to you, upon your skill set and your willingness and determination and your persistence. That's it. So just keep these two things and in your mind, and the best is yet to come. You have to believe in this. Thank you for listening to this particular episode. And as usual, you know you have to pay the fees. Tell a friend about this particular podcast. One episode equals to one friend. Thank you for listening, and I will be back with another episode very soon.